Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number two, this portion of the show. Well, hey, I've only done this, I don't know. I think this is show 1,739, and I didn't finish the enjoyment. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. And, of course, hey, it's time for another episode of Planet Rick. And this is Planet Rick with Rick Ector. Coming to you by way of Detroit, from Legally Armed in Detroit. Rick's Firearms Academy. Wherever they serve a good cup of coffee. That is Rick Ector. Good evening, sir.
Hey, man, good evening. And I'm glad that you remembered the part about coffee. And, you know, I think you said good coffee. You
good
know,
cup
it
of coffee.
It doesn't necessarily have to be good coffee, just as long as it is serviceable and that it can get the job done. Plenty of caffeine.
Listen. I understand what you're saying. But, I mean, sometimes I go into some coffee places that, shall we say, they're sort of pretentious. I try not to be part of that whole Starbucks crowd. Everybody's like, well, Bill, Starbucks, really? Except, you know, Starbucks does a lot of my son works with Starbucks, and nobody carries as many guns as he does. So, they supply a lot of local jobs and everything. And when I try to look at other places, they may have serviceable coffee, but good gosh, are they pretentious about it?
Man, so let me tell you, I have a long, big, huge range of acceptable coffee. I'm very easy to please. And if I have to go to a pretentious, snooty place to get some coffee, you know what? Fine. I'll go there too. You know, I'm very easy to please.
I'm just as happy with my K-cup though, you know. So, I mean, I'm obviously not very refined at all. If I'm out there looking at the Keurig section of Bed Bath & Beyond going, I love this part of the store. Anyway,
right.
Rick and I talked earlier today. I resisted the temptation to find out what he wanted to talk about tonight. So I will be finding out about it.
Did you really have the sense or the urge to ask what we were going to talk about? Really?
I did.
It's good. I got you on pins and needles.
You do.
And, you know, when I was thinking about what to do, man. And you know what? As I mentioned before, I'm like at a point where I'm looking at another trip in the horizon, right? There's another trip in the forecast.
Right.
Instead of, you know, normally when I go somewhere, you know, I usually look at flight schedules, but no, I'm not flying to another state. This time I'm actually going to be behind the wheel of an automobile driving through several states to get to a destination, man. And you know what? There's a lot of things that have to be considered when you are driving through states. Well, no, excuse me. We talked about driving last time. We're talking about flying this time.
Right.
We're flying. We're going to go through basically from an aerial perspective, you know, from point A to point B, but we're going to talk about how to navigate that whole deal of actually flying with a gun.
I've never done that.
Ah, well, good. This would be the perfect primer for not only you and for your listeners who have at least considered doing such a thing, but kind of just didn't take the plunge because they think that it's rather difficult. It's time-consuming, complicated. There are some things to be aware of and things to be careful about. Let me tell you, as a veteran of flying with a gun, I can definitely tell you how to do it correctly.
I am listening because I am listening.
Well, see, if you don't get anything from the lecture, there's only one don't do that I'm going to tell you right up front, what you definitely do not want to do. You do not want to be in your home state going to your local aircraft. You do not want to go through the TSA checkpoint while carrying your gun, even if you have a permit. You definitely do not want to do that. So before we get to all the do's that we have that we're going to talk about, I'm going to tell you first, right up front, what not to do. Yes, you can fly from point A to point B, but you're not going to be in possession of your gun on the plane in your seat. Okay? We got that right. Clear.
Very clear.
Yeah.
We got 3 minutes. Clear. We got 3 minutes in this segment. So okay. Very clear.
Very cool. So, you know, for this brief 3 minute period, just going to look at some of the things that carry over when you're not flying, but going state to state. And we're talking about doing your research, doing your homework. I know we talked about it the last time, but it is imperative that you understand what the laws are in your eventual destination when you are flying. Of course, you should already know your home state requirements, but you definitely want to understand what the requirements are where you're going to. You want to make sure that the state you're going to does indeed have reciprocity with your state. You know, you conduct, you know, research of your online resources. One such site, you know, I'm not affiliated with them, but they do a good job. USconcealedCarry.com. Consult with your state laws. Consult with the laws in your destination, in the city you're flying to. Consult with state-level organizations. Believe it or not, there are some things you might be responsible for with your gun that are not in state law but might actually be in case law. And we have a couple of situations like that here in the state of Michigan. It's not in the statute, but it's in case law, so you have to actually understand what the results of those particular cases are. And I think just by talking about these very few things, this sounds like homework. It sounds like research. It's the kind of thing that people, you know, some people don't want to bother with. But let me tell you this. It is worth the hassle. It is worth the minimal amount of time to invest to ensure that when you get to a state that recognizes your carry permit, that you be able to have that gun anywhere you may legally want to be in your destination city. And that is so very important to me. And the reason why it's relevant for me personally, there's a big gun rights conference that's actually going to be located several states away. I'm going to, you know, I've already been looking at the statutes and the maps. I'm definitely going to be driving, but I'm just following up from our driving show the other week where we're talking about flying, and that's really important. But, man, let me tell you, in the next segment, we're going to drill down on some definite things that we must keep in mind with regards to our baggage, you know, general considerations, and some things that I call miscellaneous.
There you go. Let me get you to hold on right there. Rick, of course, is the head instructor at Legally Armed in Detroit, Rick's Firearms Academy. He trains people. Normally, when he's having a good day, he likes to train 800-900 at a time. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Dan Perkins from Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Have you noticed that interest rates on home loans have dropped at least 1% in the last 6 months? Did you miss the opportunity to refi your home mortgage the last time interest rates were heading lower? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Get focused and know the facts of your existing mortgage. So go to the safe or the shoebox, wherever you have important papers, and look through it and find your mortgage. Next, look through it and find out these three things. When did you take out the loan? The year. How much did you borrow? The amount. And what is the interest rate? Percentage. Write this down on a sticky and put it on the fridge and start looking at bankrate.com for mortgage interest rate. If the new rate is 1% or more lower than the rate on the fridge, start looking at a refi. Remember, a refi puts money in your pocket. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNlife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNlife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNlife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever.
A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. This is Planet Rick with Rick Hector. And tonight we're talking about best practices when flying with a gun, of which I have never done before.
Man, you have to do it. The next time you fly somewhere, I want you to
go.
Yeah,
but I mean, the next time, I mean, flying to Vegas for a SHOT Show.
Oh, well, yeah.
You can walk all up and down the Vegas Strip with something hanging around your neck, but you can't go in any of the hotels.
Yeah, that's one of the considerations. You know, there have been times when, and just a few years ago, when you do a trip, say, to Disney World in Florida, you know, you're flying into Florida and you get all set up in your room and then you're heading out to the park, right? And then, of course, right, you can't take your gun into the park, so you pretty much don't have it the whole time you're there. And that's when you just have to make the hard decision as to whether you're going to take it at all or not. You know?
Right.
But even if you don't take your gun with you, if you're going on a trip, you know, flying or otherwise, you know, I've always been a big proponent of not just leaving your gun at home if, you know, nobody's going to be there if you're not there.
Right.
You know, I'd rather take it to a friend who can carry and keep the gun. You know, here in Michigan, if a person has a CPL, a concealed pistol license, they can hang on to your gun for you.
Okay.
So, that's always...
I still think we need to find a backer, and we need to go and set up on all of the... We could set up a franchise chain on all of the major thoroughfares going into all of these gun-free zone cities and just keep your gun for you. $15 a night, keep your gun for you.
Right. Just the logistics of that seemed like it'd be worth it. I don't know how much I'd be willing to pay as a gun owner who carries a gun, but I don't know. I'm sure there's a comfortable medium there somewhere where we could figure out what that magic number would be.
I think $15 a night is okay. Now, don't get mad at me when you're like, this looks like my gym locker, because that's all it's going to take. I mean, you know, I'll have some armed people.
You're doing is selling space, man. That's all we're doing, selling space. Secure space, but it's still space altogether.
Yes.
So, you know, we're talking about flying with that gun, man. And see, here's the thing. When we're packing our gun away so that we can take it through checked baggage, you know, that's the first thing that we're talking about. When you actually show up at the airport, you can't go to one of those express desks that are outside at the curb. You're going to have to actually take your bag with your suitcase with your properly stored gun in it. We're going to get into that in a few seconds. But know that you probably are not going to be able to go through the lines that the masses are going through. You're going to have to discreetly ask one of the employees which line that you're going to need to be in, because there's going to need to be at least some cursory inspection of what you're doing. So once you figure out what line you should be in, don't attempt to check that bag at the curb. You're going to have to actually take it in at the correct desk, and you're going to discreetly let the agent you're talking to that you are flying with a gun, and they're going to ask you, well, where is it? And you're going to say, well, I have it properly secured and stored away in my suitcase. And then you're going to go through like a little interview. Okay, well, which suitcase is that? And you say, okay, well, it's in this bag right here. You say, okay, well, can you put it on the counter? You know, and then they say, well, can you open the bag? So if you have a lock on your suitcase, which I recommend, you're going to need to unlock your suitcase and open your luggage so that they can properly see it. And of course, when you're packing that bag for your trip, you know, put your clothes in first and put the gun and the ammo on top of your packed clothes. So when you open it, it's right there. Now, we're talking about properly storing the gun inside that bag. Now, that gun is going to be completely unloaded. That is empty magazines and not a round in the chamber, and it's going to be in a secure, lockable gun case. I have my go-to case that I have. It's a rectangular metal box that's designed for gun carry, and it has a single lock in the center, and there's no way that that case could be opened up by some casual observer. I mean, this thing is secure and it was designed for that purpose. So then they're going to tell you, well, where's your gun? And they're going to, you're going to say, hey, it's in this container. And I even knock on it, you know, let them see it. And they say, okay, well, that's great. And then they're going to pull out this form. It's probably a 5x7 orange colored card. You're going to tell them that there's a gun in that hard locked container. And they're going to ask you, like an interview, is it loaded? Say, no, it's not loaded. Say, well, where's your ammo? And I usually show them in my ammo box that's designed for ammo stores that I keep in the same suitcase, but not in the same locked compartment where my gun is located. And they take a look at that. They see the ammo. It's separate. It's secure. And they know that my gun is locked in my gun case. Now, if the agent ever asks, well, can you open up the gun case and show me the gun, discreetly but politely ask that agent for his or her supervisor because they're not following the protocol. They're not going to actually open the locked case in which you have your gun in. And I've heard a few people say, well, when they went to the TSA, they tried to do that, and you know what? They say, hey, I've flown a lot of times with my gun, and we never did that. They called the supervisor over, and yeah, sure enough, it was a new employee that was asking you to do something that they weren't supposed to. So,
let me ask you a question. As far as storage of your ammo, can it, like, be loaded in your magazines?
You know what? I typically do not do that at all. You know, and here's the thing about flying with the ammo. Every city, every airline carrier, there's a myriad of different rules, you know, airport specific or location specific. I just pack to the highest standard. That way I get into a routine that when I ever fly, I do it this way all the time. But of course, before you even entertain this idea of flying with a gun, you're going to need to consult with the TSA guidelines, which I'm giving to you now, and the airline-specific guidelines. If you do it my way, it's always the same, and there's no deviation.
Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the next break. We'll continue this when we get back. Of course, Rick, you can find Rick's stuff on Facebook. He's on Twitter. He has a YouTube channel. He's just everywhere, and he's here, Planet Rick. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
High winds are fanning the flames in California to the point crews can't even keep up. A wildfire sparked Wednesday night in Sonoma County's wine country has quickly exploded to 10,000 acres. Crews say it's moving so fast they can't get ahead of it. Sonoma County Sheriff Mark Essick is asking people to obey the evacuation orders.
We know that many people feel better prepared and more prepared than they were 2 years ago. Many people have taken the time to prepare kits, prepare their homes for wildfire, but this is not the time to stay. This is the time to go. Please heed the evacuation order.
It looks like a majority of Senate Republicans are supporting today's impeachment resolution. Senator Lindsey Graham tweeted the names of 44 GOP senators who have signed his resolution so far. Graham is slamming Democrats for conducting their investigation behind closed doors. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. We're getting some learning tonight, especially me. I've never flown with a gun before. And Mr. Ector is telling us how it's done. So far, we've talked about the case and how it has to be in there. Have you seen some of these like push button cases that are like little gun safes? Would that suffice for a TSA compliant box to carry your gun in?
I'm not exactly sure what you're talking about. Like maybe there's a combination push button kind of thing.
Yes.
As long as it's reasonably secure, I don't think that there would be a problem with that per se. It doesn't necessarily have to be a key lock, but I mean, if it's a combination lock with push buttons, that should work as long as the case is designed such as to not allow, you know, simple tampering to easily open it and get access to your gun.
So, from where we were, let's pick it back up, shall we?
Yeah, just some general considerations now, man. When booking a trip, you know, I always go with direct flights, man. And I'll tell you, there was a period of time when me and my woman, we would go flying, man. I would be tempted to take them up on these overbooking specials, but they say, hey, we're overbooked. Who wants to, give up their seat and catch a later flight? You know, and I actually did that a few times while flying with a gun, and I always got there into my location, and there was always, you know, some type of mechanism or person or system there to ensure that no one got your bag who wasn't supposed to. But I believe we flew into Dallas one time, and it was just sitting there all by itself, and I said, you know what, I'm not going to do that anymore because it's really simple, at least in this case, for someone to have walked off with my bag and then have my gun. But one general thing that you'll notice when you get to your destination is that when you actually get your luggage, you will see that the TSA, in many cases, will have opened your baggage and with a special TSA key, and they'll actually leave an official form from the government that says that your suitcase was randomly selected for inspection. I find that that process couldn't possibly be random because every time I fly, I always get a love note. So I think they always check because I always get checked. They always check my bag and leave the love note. So, you know, make sure that you're advised of that and be prepared for TSA to actually go in and leave you notification that they did so. Also, I know a lot of us are proudly affiliated with a lot of gun rights organizations. You know, leave off those pro-NRA or GOA stickers off your luggage. You know, they send the wrong message to bad guys. And believe it or not, sometimes people that work at some airline sometimes or at some airports, you know, don't have the best of intentions. So no need to draw unnecessary attention. And when you get to your destination city, man, go straight to baggage claim, you know. Go straight to where your bag is on that carousel and don't leave it to chance that somebody might either mistakenly grab your bag or they see your bag and think that it looks interesting, you know.
Now, do all airlines, I have read that some airlines actually take your firearm encased or your firearm that is encased in your bag and take the whole suitcase and everything and take it to a special location sometimes or...
I've run into it a few times where they actually have you accompany them as they take your suitcase, and I've had them do strange things with my bags. I've had them have me open the bag, and then they spray, like, this solution around the inner upper circumference of the bag, some type of explosive solution that, when shown under a light, they're looking for signs of explosives. Why in the world they would check... a traveler who's legally flying with a gun, would they check his suitcase for explosives? But hey, man, I had it happen to me personally, so I can vouch that a lot of, you know, weird procedures exist at different airlines. So don't be surprised. You know, you'll be part of the process just to be fully informed, which is why if we normally say if you need 2 hours, you know, to get to the TSA for a normal flight, yes, it's an inconvenience, but tack on another hour. So if it's a two-hour flight, well, if it's a flight and you need to be there 2 hours early, tack on another hour just in case for a safety factor so you can navigate through this TSA policy, this TSA procedures.
Right.
But there's a few other considerations, and these are what I call miscellaneous, you know. Let's see. When you're actually at your destination and you are ready to rearm yourself, you know, look for a time and space where to do that discreetly. You know, we live in a time and age where people do know that there are people who are legally carrying guns. But, you know, the sight of someone reaching into a suitcase and grabbing a gun and then sticking it in his waistband isn't quite part of everyone's daily experience. And you might get someone a little especially, you know, taken on edge at that site. And you don't want them getting, you know, crazy and calling the police on you when you're just rearming yourself. It's one of those things that you have to do discreetly. And it becomes a point where you really, you know, really casing the place either in the airport or airport bathroom or outside at your car discreetly. And you're discreetly getting your ammo and then loading it into your magazine and then loading and chambering that ammo in your gun so you can start carrying it in the city you just traveled to. Yeah, like I said, it's a little bit cumbersome to have to go through these gyrations. But I'll tell you, when you hit these cycles where you're going out of town on a semi-regular basis, man, it's really key to you know, have the process down cold. I'll tell you a big one, too, which, you know, a lot of people get into when they travel is when we're talking about their, like, everyday bag they may carry. Like, for example, for business, I usually have this school-like bag that I carry that has my laptop and peripherals, you know, such as my mouse and mouse pad and all that other stuff in it. You know, typically, I will also carry my firearm also in that case. And, you know, the thing about flying, there becomes a point in which your habits can carry over. Like, it's not uncommon for me to also keep a gun and ammunition in that bag that I carry from day to day, you know, as I go about my life. Well, I want to make sure that I do not use that bag when I go to the airport, because the thing is, you know, if you're around guns and ammo like I am, I want to totally eliminate the possibility that there might be a stray round of ammunition or a stray case in my travel bag. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, one of those things pop up on.
Yeah. Especially if you land in certain airports.
Yeah, you know, and they're putting you through the scan, and you got a couple of empty shell casing that pops up on the X-ray scan, and then they have you open your bag while you're there, and they say, hey, man, you got ammunition casings in your travel bag. You know, what's up with that? You know, and then who wants to run the process of the prospect of them shutting down, you know, the whole process of everyone trying to go through TSA because they're looking at your spent shell cases. You know, they have a job to do to keep everyone safe, and the last thing you want to do is freak out the government agents at the airport.
Yeah. Yeah.
You left.
No. The only time I fly in most, well, I tell you what, we'll talk about this when we get back. We're about to run out of time. So, talking to Rick Ector, this is Planet Rick, another good lesson on handling your gun no matter how you're handling it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. We have been talking to Rick Ector. He's been telling us what you need to do when you're flying with a gun. And some of the things you need to do. Now, are you TSA pre-checked already?
No, I'm not part of that whole TSA pre-check thing yet, but I imagine one day it'll probably be something I should look into.
I just got that. I just got it. It's relatively easy.
Tell me the biggest benefit of doing that. Give me some motivation. Motivate me. What's the biggest two or three reasons why I would want to do that?
While everybody else is getting caught up in the line of dropping your shoes and taking everything out and putting it in trays and everything, you just walk through.
Yeah. But see, here's the thing. Okay. Well, that could definitely work then. If anything, it could shave off some of the processing time. That's to be, welcome, right?
Well, I mean.
Now, like a background check that they have to do? Make sure you don't have any bad affiliations or.
Well, I would imagine if you can pass a background check to buy a gun, you can pass their background check. I mean, you have to go in and be, they have a whole service that does the interview, so you have to go in and be interviewed. And
you actually have to talk to a real-life person about who you are and what you do and ask you what organizations you belong to or what?
They don't ask you any of that stuff. All they want to know is who you are, prove who you are, thanks. If you're traveling with your wife and everything, she has to bring something showing that she's married to you to change your name. You got to have your birth certificate, maybe some mail to say you live where you say you're going to live, driver's license. You just got to be, it's basically the same thing you would have to do if you were getting a new driver's license in another state.
Man, see, you're talking to the wrong person here. I guess here in Michigan, or at least in Metro Detroit, you know, I had a birthday last month, man, and, they had me at the local Secretary of State. I was at the Secretary of State office, for 4.5 hours to simply renew my driver's license, man.
And how long did that take?
It took 4 hours in line. I had to, you know, give them a sheet of paper and try to, you know, give them a something that resembled a smile after being, you know, at the Secretary of State's office for 4.5 hours. And then they took a picture. And then the funny thing was they actually mixed up my picture with the other guy's personal information who was in line next to me. So that would have been real funny after 4.5 hours if they had screwed up my driver's license. But am I bitter? No.
Well, the actual interview for both of us with these guys took 6 minutes. It would have been quicker, except we had to switch seats because they do take your picture. And then they took us both at the same time, and we got to go in 10 minutes early.
Oh, so sweet. How great was that?
I had, you know, I had done all of this stuff prior to this in the event, you know, thinking that I was going to have to do this or do that. And instead, that was not the case.
Cool. Well, just a couple of quick pointers, just quick additions when we're talking about flying with a gun. Drop them in before we run out of time. Let's see. I would say if you're renting a car in your destination city, make sure that you do not leave your gun in the rental car. Sometimes people want that added bit of safety, you know, driving to the airport on their way back home. And, man, just imagine you leave your gun in the rental car and you drop the rental car off and, man, you have it discreetly hidden away in a car that you're never going to see again. So whenever feasible, whenever it makes sense, use a hotel that provides you with those in-room safes. You know, so if you're going to a place that locally is a gun-free zone in your destination city, you can lock your gun in your room in a safe. And, of course, you know, you should do your homework and find a hotel with safes in the room and don't use the default combination, you know, 000 or whatever is in vogue. And I would say, avoid some of these cool tactical weapons that people are carrying that they think will pass the muster through TSA, but won't. You know, like those credit card knives or, you know, those so-called tactical pins. Man, they have like a big giant canister full of those things that they're confiscating from people at the airlines. And also, I would say, you know, watch your pro-gun gear, you know, your caps and your T-shirts. You know, those might rise your profile up to a higher level of scrutiny than necessary. And if you absolutely positively must have something in your hand, there's a lot of guys with gray hair who are walking around with canes and they're fit as fiddles.
Walking around with what?
Canes. Walking cane.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, a walking cane could come in handy, you know, for self-defense if you needed it, you know.
If you know how to use it, I guess, right?
Right. There should be a cane defense class somewhere in your local municipality. There might even be one where you're at, though.
Well, the Filipinos know how to do this. They call the martial art Eskrima.
Ah, so you do have some familiarity with it.
I do. I do. Arnis de Eskrima. Skirmish hands, now they call it.
Now you've given me something to look into, man.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, hey, if I absolutely positively needed to have a way of defending myself and I couldn't have my gun, hey, man, a cane would probably be the thing. But now you're telling me there's a form of martial arts associated with it.
Absolutely.
I might have to actually do some research myself.
It did not come into vogue until Bruce Lee hooked up with one of the a guy named Dan Inosanto, who was Bruce Lee's biggest student, and it is now, it's a stick fighting art, and you and I, the good thing is we're getting of an age to where we could just get one and walk around with it. We just look sophisticated until we had to beat somebody with it, and then we look sophisticated and deadly.
Dad, I like how you think. I like how you think. Let's call it tactical caning, right?
Tactical caning. Now,
yeah, 101.
Yep, we got about 2 minutes and 20 seconds left. So before you go, I want you to tell everybody how they find you. And if we have,
oh man, it's easy. I was just looking myself up on the internet today, man. Yeah, Google me, Rick, R-I-C-K, last name ECTOR. They will find me at my signature website at DetroitCCW.com, at my blog, LegallyArmedInDetroit.com, and I'm on every social media site that matters to us older folks, you know, those young people, man, they're coming up with new ones every day. But if you stick with just YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and MySpace, man, but I haven't been to that page in years, but I still have a page out there. I'm telling you, if you Google me, there's no way you can miss me.
So before we go, as we are heading into, we got about a minute and 20 seconds left. Any last words as far as any other things that you would tell somebody to when flying with a gun?
You know, it's really a cumulative kind of thing. You know, I'm very gracious and fortunate for the opportunity to speak to your audience every week, man. But all of the things that we talked about in prior weeks, they all come together in a synergistic fashion, man, where the literal total, it exceeds the sum of the parts, man. When you talk about basic fundamentals such as awareness, being aware of your surroundings, people who are around you, keeping people away from you, you know, knowing the local customs, knowing the laws, you know, making sure that you are mindful of strangers, you stay out of sketchy areas, you know, all this stuff that I'm sharing every week on your show, man, it all is working together. And as we continue to roll out individual pieces, don't look at them as just information in isolation. I mean, if necessary, they can go back. Well, you know what? We've been doing this for like 3 months now, man. People can go back and synergistically put all of our segments into like the equivalent of a master class and understand what it is to go armed legally in our society.
We're out of time. Thank you, Rick. Another episode of Planet Rick in the books. He will be back. Hour number 3 is inbound. This is Lock and Load. Through the dome.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.